I don't think it's any shock, really, to people that we're bringing back, first and foremost, Chris Holder. Chris, obviously, world champion in 2012, but has since been, hit by injuries in the last couple of seasons. And then, of course, a dreadful accident to his very best friend in the sport, Darcy Ward. So we've probably not seen the best of Chris in the last couple of years, but I know he's making plans that to get back to the very top, and he's more committed than ever. And I think that we'll see a great improvement in Chris in 2016.
And Davey's going to retake up the captaincy.
And Davey Watt comes back as well as captain. Davey's, a good sort of 10 years older than Chris. And even though Chris has been captain in the past, and as has Hans Andersen also, but I think Davey's the right one to lead the team this year. I think it's a perfect opportunity for him to, I think with a little bit more pressure on Davey's shoulders this year won't go amiss. I think he will perform to the highest capabilities.
Two riders, both very, very popular already with the Wimborne Road faithful.
Davey's, been here, this will be his seventh season. And in the previous six, he's won five championships and was runner-up in the other one. So his pool record is quite outstanding, probably better than anybody in the whole of the sport itself. So, he was certainly on my radar from a very early point. It was just a case of making figures work. And Chris coming back, of course, is one of the all-time in the top pool 10 point scorers of all time, and I fully expect him to go on to be pushing the likes of Bjarne Pedersen and Craig Boyce at the very top of the point scoring charts of all time.
And when you look at your 1-7 in final now, all set for 2016, just how pleased overall are you with it?
I am pleased. I mean, there's some other good teams being built, and I'm sure we'll have a run for our money. I am happy. I'm very content with the team we've got. I know some people are not too keen on it. So it's certainly the other promoters feel that we've got a lot of strength and depth. They're a little uneasy with the strength that we've got. So my job is to build the best team possible with the rules set at the AGM, and that's what I've done. I believe that we'll be very competitive again in 2016.
And as you said, 2016, you're going for history. The team were looking for that fourth title in a row, which hasn't been done for, well, you have to start really getting your history books out to work out.
Yes, you do. And of course, it's so much different nowadays that we abide by points limits. And it's not about just picking the best riders in the sport. Nowadays, you have to do it within a points limit. So it's kind of like people playing a dream team in football. So you can't have all of the best riders. You've got to have some of the top ones, some of the middle ones, and some of the bottom ones. And collectively, you look for improvement in those guys. So, the fact that we've done it three times on the bounce is quite an achievement.